In a loosely sketched colour cartoon, people are gathered in a town square. BBC, The Boy in the Dress, written by David Walliams, Kevin Cecil and Andy Riley. A helicopter hovers over the rooftops and cranes of the town skyline, now closing in on a red brick semi which transforms into the real thing. There's a lorry in the driveway, and a schoolboy in a blue blazer is coming out of the house.
I'm Dennis. I live in an ordinary house, in an ordinary street, in an ordinary town. But I feel different.
A sign for Elm Forest School.
I go to an ordinary school. But I feel different there too.
Arriving pupils pass two beady-eyed members of staff manning a uniform checkpoint. A blond boy is stopped.
Put him on an amber alert.
Two. Ah, Lisa James, the serial offender. Shall I measure her skirt, Mr. Hawthorne?
Lisa James is the coolest girl there. She's always trying to bring some style to the school.
Denis? Que voulez-vous acheter dans le magasin?
Une voiture?
Mais c'est une boulangerie! Nous ne vendons pas de voiture dans une boulangerie! Écoutez, Denis. Écoutez, Isabelle.
D'un joupin.
Du pain!
The teachers moan that I'm always daydreaming. Saturdays are the best, because that means football.
Right, Darvish?
Yep.
Hi, Jasper. Is that a new dupatta?
Yes, thank you, Dennis. It is. Oh, you always notice things. Wish my son had noticed things like that.
I notice you're embarrassing.
Football is the one thing I'm good at.
Go on, Dennis!
The one thing that's mine. But I still don't feel like I fit in. Dad doesn't come to watch anymore. But these days he has got a lot on his plate.
A TV dinner.
Oh, knackered just watching that lot. Sausages are a bit burnt. And I forgot about the hobong for the peas, but they'll soon melt.
Things aren't easy in my family. It was better when Mum was around. When you're with her, you feel like anything could happen.
A photo of his blonde, vivacious mother.
Then one day it did. She left. After she'd gone, Dad burned every single picture we had of her.
Dennis and his brother watch their dad burning the photos on a barbecue. One photo gets caught by a gust of wind.
But I managed to save one.
Dennis catches it and pulls it inside.
What are you doing?
Dad being Dad, he couldn't resist cooking some sausages at the same time. I suppose I wanted to escape to some magical world. And I found it in the most unexpected place.
Dennis enters Raj's newsagents, where a sign on the door says only 17 children allowed in at one time. Inside, he opens a football magazine and starts reading it. Kate Moss seems to be talking to him from the cover of Vogue magazine. He picks up the glossy and leafs through it. Wearing a red designer dress, Kate comes to life.
Boys can like Vogue too, you know.
33 seconds. That counts as browsing.
Dennis puts the magazine back and walks towards the door. But then he stops and looks back at it. Changing his mind, he goes back and picks the magazine up off the shelf. At the counter, he tries to cover it with his football mag.
Just Match and Vogue.
Uh-huh. Vogue! Huh? The Fashionista's Bible. An unusual choice for a 12-year-old boy.
Raj, I need to be getting home.
Come to think of it, I've never had a boy your age buy Vogue.
It's a Christmas present. For my auntie.
Oh. Then you will need a card.
A card?
Uh-huh, to go with the present. I have Santa, a snowman, reindeers, with deepest sympathy. No. That's not right.
The Santa one is fine.
Then you will want wrapping paper and a sticking tape and... a gift tag. That is £9.
At home, Dennis devours the magazine. When he sniffs a perfume sample, he's catapulted into the pages of Kate's fashion shoot.
Come on, Dennis. Strike a pose.
Come fly with me.
Mimicking Kate, he poses with his hands behind his head as photographers with old-fashioned cameras take their picture. Kate twirls and pouts like a pro.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Dennis!
Back in the real world, Dennis quickly hides the magazine under his bed.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Just thinking.
What?
You know how when we were little, we dressed as pirates and Daleks?
Yeah.
Don't you sort of miss that?
No, got better things to do now.
Like hang around outside the offy?
No, that's boring. We hang around outside the pound shop.
It's night time. The lorry's parked in the driveway, and Dennis's brother John is fast asleep in bed. Wide awake, Dennis reaches for a torch on his bedside table and turns it on. He pulls the photo of his mother from its hiding place under the mattress, then pulls the covers over his head to gaze at it by torchlight. The photo shows Dennis's dad standing behind her smiling face at a party. Suddenly, his mother comes to life, leading a congo through the house. Then she and her husband fight as soon as the last guest is gone. Dennis weeps. At breakfast, his dad is holding John's school jumper.
I think it's shrunk a bit. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dad.
Right, now, the lorry's been serviced today, so I got a bit of time. I was going to fix that leaky pipe in your room. Where are you going?
I forgot my maths book.
Panicking, Dennis quickly grabs the Vogue from under his bed. As his dad goes to answer the door, Jaspreet's eyes appear at the letterbox.
Hiya, Peter!
Hi, Jaspreet. Dennis will be down in a sec.
Oh, not too soon, I hope. Do so enjoy our little chats.
Dennis! Any sec now. Dennis! Oh, get down! Here we are.
Hiya. Bye, Dad.
All the best. Thanks for taking him again.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not at all, Peter. Mm. And if you need anything, just call. Anything at all, day or night.
Yeah. I'm just there.
He extricates himself from her close proximity. At school.
Yeah, I'm the captain. Chief goal scorer, so I'll take all the penalties.
He takes all the penalties.
The footballer Gareth and his girlfriend Cherise notice that all eyes are on Dennis, who's displaying some nifty footwork with a tennis ball nearby. Mr. Hawthorne.
Why do we have a school uniform, Miss James?
To keep the nylon factories going, sir.
Because a uniform ensures discipline. And without discipline,
chaos ensues.
Miss Price, I am capable of finishing my own
sentences. Sorry, Mr. Hawthorne.
Oi, Sims. Think you're clever, don't you?
I'm just practicing.
Well, let's see if you've improved then. Hit that can.
Dennis drop kicks the tennis ball across the playground, but it misses the can, ricochets off a tree, and makes a beeline for the headmaster's window.
I expect everyone at this school to be dressed immaculately at all times.
The ball lands in his teacup, drenching him. Now the French mistress is taking detention.
Shh! Come on, quiet, please. This is a detention, it's not a discotheque.
Dennis steals a glance at Lisa at the next desk, but she's looking the other way. Then when he's not looking...
What are you in for?
Kicked a ball through the head's window.
That was you. Respect. What's your name?
Dennis Sims.
John's little brother.
Yeah. I'm Lisa. I know, you're a legend. You're the coolest girl in school. I love the way you dress. Every day there's a new little twist and... Don't worry. I'm not obsessed.
No, no. You don't sound it at all.
Writing the word obsessed in his jotter, Dennis presses too hard and breaks his pencil. He rummages in his bag.
Fuck! That's not mine. I don't know how that got there.
Can you get on with your work, please? I'm trying to buy some Christmas presents. I mean, I'm doing marking.
I thought I was the only one around here who read this.
You were, because like I said, it's not mine.
You went to haute couture or prêt-à-porter.
I'm easy.
You're new to all this, aren't you?
Don't prep make sandwiches.
Some of that stuff is too bad to wear, surely. And there was a cardigan on one page and it says it costs £300. That has got to be a mistake.
So many questions, young hobbit.
And there was one dress and it had shoulders out here. I mean, how can you get on the bus in that?
Oh, well, this is my house. Bye.
Oh, okay. Bye.
So you'll come round Saturday then?
What for?
To learn everything.
On Saturday, Dennis leaves his house with a smile on his face.
Where are you going?
To Lisa James's house.
Oh, yeah. And I've got a date with Rihanna.
When Lisa answers her door, Dennis tries to look cool.
Hey. All right. Come in. Fancy a drink?
Why not? Champagne cocktail.
You're underage.
And Bongo.
That's gorgeous.
Classic Dior. Look at this from the 70s. You see how the lines are all the same? Now this is Italian Vogue. My favourite.
You'd look amazing in that.
Wouldn't anyone?
My mum loved to dress up. She always looked great.
What happened to her?
She ran off with this guy who's got his own roofing company. Granny says they've got a baby together now.
I'm sorry.
Me too. Now I live in a house full of blokes. It's just so boring and grey sometimes.
Can I show you something?
Lisa gets out a dress with fluorescent flowers on it.
Wow! Who made that?
Me! Well, I'd do it at school, but the head won't let us do fashion tech. How am I meant to be a designer if I can't even get any qualifications?
It's beautiful.
Maybe you should try it on.
What? No.
Well, go on, try it on.
I can't do that.
Who's going to have a problem with it?
Well, let's see. My dad, my brother, the head, the football team. Oh, and everyone else I know.
Not me. I don't think there should be any rules. I think we should all wear whatever we like.
Yeah. But whoever heard of a boy in a dress?
He looks at himself in the mirror as she holds a dress against him. To Peter.
We've got the Christmas things from out the shed.
All right.
Thought we could all join the train together.
I used to do that with your mum. I was on tinsel. She was on baubles. Let's do it later, yeah?
Why don't you come to the semi-finals? Can't remember the last time you saw me play footy.
Oh, I can. She came too. It was just before that. So-and-so came to fix the roof.
I'll get it.
Dennis watches Peter staring sadly at the TV while John opens the door to Lisa, then pauses staring at her.
Hello?
Lisa?
Yes, John. It's me. Oh, is Dennis in?
Who?
Your brother. Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Wait there.
Leaving her on the doorstep, he dashes into the bathroom, then clumsily turns on the tap, splashing his crotch with water. He smooths down his hair in the mirror, then sprays himself with a haze of deodorant. His makeover complete, he opens the door.
He's out all day, but I'll tell you he's here, and that's me.
Looking down.
Little accident.
I thought we could hang around outside the chippy, throw things in the canal. Whatever you want to do, babes. Oh, look, he's back.
You ready?
Sure. See you later.
His jaw drops as Dennis walks away with Lisa. Peter.
Where's your game, son?
In Lisa's bedroom.
I've got something to show you.
Really?
A sparkly orange dress.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Oh, I've been working on it all night. I need to make a few adjustments. Will you put it on?
Put on the dress?
Yeah. Oh, unless, of course, you really don't want to.
No, I mean, if it helps you out.
Now Lisa looks up from a fashion magazine to see Dennis walk in, wearing the embellished shift dress and a pair of matching orange pumps. He stands in front of the mirror. His forced smile fades.
Why are you laughing? You look incredible.
How does it fit?
Perfectly.
So, who did you make it for?
You.
What?
Oh, I'm not stupid. I can tell you really wanted to wear one. And you could totally pass for a girl with a few extra little touches.
Do you really think so?
You could go out in that.
Where?
I don't know. Down the street? Well, into town.
How about Raj's shop?
You would get away with it. I swear.
Yeah. But we aren't actually going to do it, are we?
Now he's walking towards Raj's shop, wearing the dress and an auburn wig.
I'm scared.
Just be confident. The world's your catwalk.
This isn't a good idea. Raj knows me.
He knows Dennis. He's never met Denise.
Who's Denise?
She pushes him into the quiet shop.
Aha, Lisa, my favourite customer. Who is your new friend?
This is my French exchange person. Girl. Student.
Bonjour. Cher. Denise.
Welcome in. My shop is famous around the world. Surely you have heard of it.
No. Monsieur Rush.
You know my name. You must have. How about commemorative postcard to send to your family back in France?
They're blank.
Yes, I know. You can draw British landmarks on them with this set of colouring pens priced just for £1.99.
We'll just take this magazine.
Dinesh, before you leave, you must try our traditional British delicacies. These trixies came in fresh this morning.
No, merci. Le monster, monster, s'il vous plaît.
Excellent choice, senorita.
Bye, Raj.
Bye. Au revoir.
Ciao.
Peter. Perfect Peter. Peter the puppet. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Yeah, what exactly do you want?
Yeah, is Dennis ready for the semis?
Huh. Well, he's...
Do you know, Peter, every time I pop by and accidentally peep through your windows, I can't help thinking that this house could do with a woman's touch.
He's...
So I bought you some scatter cushions and a couple of photo frames. And, oh, look. Who's this?
A photo of herself.
He's out with that Lisa James girl from school.
I will find him. Stay strong.
Peter's eyes widen in bafflement as she goes, but he smiles at the photo.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I know. So when do we do it again?
How about never?
Oh, what about the shopping centre? Tons of people there.
No!
Lisa, where's Dennis?
Semi-finals.
Dennis? He said to tell you, if I saw you, like I'm seeing you now, to say that he will be home in 5 minutes. Oh, come on!
Lisa and Dennis race off to Lisa's house.
How can anyone run in these?
Shortly afterwards, they emerge, Dennis now having changed into his normal clothes. Jaspreet pulls up and parks outside Dennis's house, while he runs as fast as he can along a muddy track alongside a fence. Jaspreet gets out of her car, closes the door and makes for the front door, while Dennis sprints through the back garden. Then as Jaspreet crosses the threshold, he walks past her.
All right, Speedy.
Dennis joins Darvesh in the car.
Where were you?
Doing weights.
Dennis realises he's left one earring on, then hastily removes it.
Are you a fan of the rap music, Dennis?
Just say no.
Jaspreet's now dancing in her seat while she drives.
And you pity me. You come see me. See me. So easily.
Please don't do that.
At school, Darvesh and Dennis pass a group of boys from the opposing team.
Oh, look at him.
Go back to Hogwarts.
Duff, is it weird wearing a pack on your head?
No, it's just a seat thing.
Yeah, I know, but you're the only school who wears one.
It's no big deal. And it'd be boring if we were all the same, wouldn't it?
So, you're playing St. Kenneth's. Private school. State-of-the-art sports facilities and, let's face it, a better gene pool. Now, on paper, things don't look very good. And looking at you now, it's a lot worse. You're always out of breath, you got chubby legs, and most of you are still waiting for your growth spurt. Sorry, son, it's been and gone. All right, come on, put your hands in the middle.
The team gathers reluctantly around Mr. Norris.
And lift them up. Whoosh! That's supposed to help, I've got no idea how. Go on then.
As both teams run onto the field, Jaspreet whoops from the sidelines.
Woo! Come on, football!
It's tails.
Yes! On the toss. Once again, captain leads from the front.
Gareth, we're all talking about penalties.
I'm the captain. I'm taking them.
Changes!
The boys from St. Kenneth's jog past them. After the whistle, Dennis breaks into a run, finding a space for Darvesh to pass him the ball. Dennis then dodges one defender, then another, running at pace towards the penalty box, where he's swiftly knocked off his feet.
Dennis, to me.
Good luck.
Gareth takes the ball from Dennis, then positions it on the penalty spot while Charisse watches.
Come on, Gareth!
Puffing out his cheeks, Gareth swings his arms round and round and crosses himself, limbering up for the penalty. As Dennis and Darvesh look on helplessly, Gareth rubs his hands together, sprints forward. Then misses.
Bad luck.
On the sidelines, Jaspreet glares at Charisse. The match resumes with the team from St. Kenneth's controlling the ball until Dennis suddenly sweeps in to steal it. He dribbles up the field and kicks it straight into the goal. Mr. Norris.
What's happened?
We won!
Really?
Yes!
Pretty good.
In the corridor.
You should stay to Quidditch.
Dennis arrives home to find Peter sitting in the dark watching TV.
Dad, we won!
That's great. Well done.
So, he didn't get a chance to put up the tree.
Sorry, son. We're not doing Christmas this year. I just can't face it.
Dad, sometimes I think you choose to be miserable.
Dennis!
He does! It's like you made a rule you can never forget about Mum.
Well, it's not that easy.
You have to break the rules sometimes.
You can talk.
What?
He's got a picture of Mum under his mattress.
Dennis glares at John, who bows his head looking sheepish. Then Peter slowly stands up.
Bring it in now.
Without a word, Dennis does as he's told and heads upstairs. He walks into his dark bedroom, lifts up the blanket to retrieve the photograph tucked down the side of his bed, then heads back downstairs. His expression pained, Dennis walks back into the living room, then stands in front of Peter, who holds out his hand. Dennis sighs, then hands over the photograph, a portrait of his mother, smiling.
I thought I said no reminders from Mum in this house.
But, Dad...
Is it going in the bin where it belongs?
It's my only one.
I don't care.
Dennis stares hard at John, who doesn't respond.
I'm going out!
Dennis storms out of the house, slamming the door behind him. At the end of the drive, he wipes the tears from his eyes, then looks back at the house for a moment. Now, he's on Lisa's doorstep.
Dennis? Are you okay?
I want to wear the dress again.
What? Go back to Roger's?
No, I want to do something much bigger. Something crazy.
How crazy?
Really crazy.
Now they're strutting through the school grounds, Lisa dressed in school uniform and Dennis wearing the orange shift dress, orange pumps and auburn wig. Amid the open-mouthed students, Gareth stares at them intently until Charisse yanks his face back towards her. Lisa and Dennis smirk at each other until they reach a uniform checkpoint.
Who's this?
My French exchange student.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Dennis. She's from Paris.
I thought all the exchanges were from Marseille.
She's from Rue de Paris. In Marseille.
Even if she is, nobody enters this school, of which I am the secretary, without written permission.
Oh, I cleared it with the head.
Then let's go to the office and check. Now.
Sure, no problem. I mean, it will look like you're questioning his authority, but you know best.
Lisa James, you can talk to me till you're blue in the face, but none of that is going to change the fact that I've just decided it's all fine. Off to your lessons.
In a classroom.
How long are you staying?
Courbangle, is it from France? Is it hard having to speak French all day?
Sit down, shut up!
Mr. Norris points at Dennis.
You're new.
She's from France.
Oh, bonjour. No, that's all I've got. I'm Mr. Norris. I teach PE, but they also make me take history. You know much history?
No.
Good, then you'll fit right in. Start of the First World War, 1914. The Prime Minister was Winston Churchill.
Lisa and Dennis walk down the corridor.
Gareth.
Gareth Small, captain of the football team.
Bonjour, Gareth. J'ai tout enjoyé le football. So, do you score all of the goals?
Well, I can't lie, babes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, he does. What of it? Because I heard it is a boy called Dennis.
Don't know who told you that.
Yeah, who told you that?
Everyone says it.
Yes, they say you are the one who missed all of the penalties.
No, no, babes, I'm the star player. You must come and watch a game.
Don't come and watch a game. Come on, Gareth.
Lisa and Dennis head outside. Two girls take selfies with Dennis and he high-fives another girl.
This is just the best.
I know.
Dennis stops a football, then back-heels it away. Darvesh clocks this, then races after Dennis.
Dennis?
Shh!
What are you doing?
I've just been someone else for the day.
Are you not?
It's fun.
It's not going to be fun when everyone finds out. You'll never live this down.
Only you've recognised me.
So far? You've got to get changed.
Relax. I've got it all under control.
Heading into a classroom with Lisa.
So, what's next?
Double French.
What? I'm getting out of here.
But it's too late. Miss Windsor appears in the doorway and shooes them to their seats. Dennis stands, staring at Miss Windsor. He sits down. Then she does a double take. She looks to Lisa.
Who are you?
This is Denise. She's my German pen pal, miss.
I thought you said she was from France.
Good point. Thank you. French pen pal.
Miss Windsor looks pleased.
Soyez la bienvenue.
She gestures for Dennis to come and join her at the front of the class. Dennis stands and nods in a non-committal fashion as Miss Windsor talks.
De quelle région de France venez-vous? Comment sont les écoles dans votre région? Quel est votre passe-temps favori? Que font vos parents? Et faites-nous part de vos premières impressions de l'Angleterre.
Lisa's looking worried.
May I speak in English for one moment?
Yes, of course.
How can I put this, how you say, politely?
Poliment.
Madame Windsor.
Monsieur?
I am very sorry, but I am not understanding anything you are saying.
Oh.
Because of your very poor French accent.
Miss Windsor's taken aback. She slaps Dennis on the shoulder, pushing him back towards his seat. Then she turns away from her pupils and starts shaking.
Do you need a tissue?
I'll be fine. I just got something in my eye. I have to step outside for a minute. I'm at the lorry!
Lisa shakes her head at Dennis. After class...
What was all that about? Miss Windsor's one of the nice ones, and you totally humiliated her.
You could have told me you were double French today.
I forgot. Sorry.
There's nothing I can do now. Look out.
I don't know where he is. He left the house this morning before me.
Bunking off, I presume.
That's not like Dennis. I'm worried about him.
Well, I shall have to call your father.
Just let me have a quick look round first.
Lisa and Dennis pay close attention to a notice board, so John runs past and doesn't spot them. Dennis then runs into the canteen and accidentally stumbles into the arms of Gareth.
do you think you're doing coming over here stealing our boyfriends?
I'm not liking Le Gareth in that way.
You lying French tart.
Girls fight over me all the time.
The kids surround the pair, who are engaged in a tussle, which ends abruptly when Charisse pulls Dennis's wig off.
Oh. My. Days.
Dennis?
His cover blown, Dennis turns around, looking at all his fellow pupils laughing at him. He twirls round and round, surrounded by a sea of faces, all laughing and mocking him. He starts to look panicked. The only pupil who's not laughing is Lisa.
Silence!
The children watch as Mr. Hawthorne enters the circle. He looks around haughtily, then his eyes widen as they alight on Dennis.
You, the boy in the dress.
Sir, it's not his fault.
I said silence.
Mr. Hawthorne approaches Dennis.
Would you care to explain yourself, boy? Why did you come to school today dressed in a dress?
Don't know, sir.
Don't know, sir. Dennis Sims, you are a disgrace. But then, what can we expect of a boy from a broken home?
Dennis looks shocked by this.
You are expelled.
But, sir...
There are no buts, boy.
But, Mr. Hawthorne, you didn't expel Carl Bates, and he ate the school goldfish.
You are on the final warning, Lisa James.
Please, sir. I don't want to let my friends down. It's the cup final on Saturday.
But, Dennis Sims, you will not play on Saturday. Or any other day. You are no longer a pupil at this school. Leave the premises at once.
With a look of despair on his face, Dennis's head drops, and he walks out of the circle of his former schoolmates and past Mr. Hawthorne towards the door. Later that day, he's back in his school uniform, sitting at a table with John and Dad Peter.
Expelled for wearing a dress.
And a wig. And some earrings.
I thought I brought you up to be men. And this is how you pay me back. I failed.
I'll never wear a dress. She've only half failed.
Why? Just want to know why.
I guess it made me happy.
Peter is lost in thought.
Got your room under your homework?
I've been expelled. I haven't got any homework.
Then just go to your room.
Dennis leaves the table.
You can check my cupboard if you like. Just jeans and hoodies and...
Upstairs, Dennis is sitting on his bed. Peter answers the door to Darvesh.
You can't talk, you know, Darvesh.
Please, can you tell Dennis he's still my friend? Your son always stuck up for me, and it's very important he knows that whatever's happened, he'll always be my friend.
Upstairs, Dennis hears this impassioned plea from Darvesh. Peter slowly shuts the door. Dennis gets a text. Can I come over? Lisa, kiss. He replies, no, Dad won't let anyone see me. Sorry, replies Lisa. It's not your fault, he texts back. I'll get Hawthorne to change his mind, replies Lisa. How? He texts back. Lisa replies, no idea. The next day, Dennis is sitting in the living room when Peter drops a listings magazine on his lap.
Right. You're getting homeschooled from now on.
But it's Saturday.
I don't care. A circle deal or no deal. That's your maths, pointless, general knowledge, antiques roadshow, history. And... I want them all watched by the time I get back from the depot, thank you.
Peter heads outside, just in time to find Jaspreet hurrying up the front path towards him.
Lisa. Can we please talk about Dennis?
He's got between you and the lorry.
Dennis is... he's such a special boy. I do hope you're not being too hard on him.
What if it was your son who went to school in a dress?
I don't think Devesh should go to school in a dress. He'd probably wear a salwar kameez.
Yeah, all right, salwar kameez.
Well, you know, I'd... well, I'd...
see? You wouldn't like it either.
Peter, please, listen!
No, 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 you listen to me for once. All right, these are my boys, and I bring them up my way. And I don't need your stupid scatter cushions, and I certainly don't need your advice.
But you love your son, whatever he does. Don't you?
Peter shoots her an anxious look before climbing up into the cab of his lorry and driving off. Jaspreet stands watching him go. Players jogging onto the football pitch.
The under 16 school cup final will kick off in 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
If they're under 16, then I'm Angelina Blooming Jolie.
Lisa's beside her on the touchline, looking around anxiously. She spots Mr. Hawthorne and makes her way over to him.
Mr. Hawthorne, I need to talk to you about Dennis.
Lisa James, I'm not interested in your pleading.
But, sir...
one more word, and I will expel you too.
So, here we are. Cup final day.
Yes!
I want you all to remember what got you here. Luck. And a lad in a frock who got kicked out. Now, the other lot, they've won the cup the last 3 years. And I'm going to be honest, they play dirty. They'll hack you down. They'll elbow you in the face. I'm just glad it's you and not me out there. But remember one thing, win or lose, you made it to a cup final, which looks great on my CV. Now get out there. With their
main weapons not... Dennis is sat at home watching TV.
...faced a far superior enemy force. The odds seemed insurmountable.
Just before kickoff, two teams are lined up facing each other. The opposition are bigger than Elm Forest, and one of them draws his finger across his throat to Gareth, who looks scared.
Hiya, gang! Got some bad news for you. The referee has sprained his ankle. Now, the stand-in referee's cat's died, and he's very upset, sad face. But the good news is, you've got me! Yay! Happy face! Now, I don't know if you know me. I actually teach drama. To be honest with you, I don't know a huge amount about football, but seen a couple of games on TV, and how hard could it be? Right, heads or tails?
Heads.
Oh, heads it is. Elm Forest to serve. Oh, exciting.
Come on! Elm Forest quickly lose possession and the opposition surge through. One of their tallest players runs through the Elm Forest team with the ball, then blasts it into the back of the net. Mr. Norris looks up from his phone, disappointed. And Mr. Hawthorne looks angry. Pupils stare at him.
He's got no chance without Dennis.
Shut up. We don't need him.
With no protection offered by the inexperienced commander, the platoon was quickly crushed by the superior firepower of a German panzer division.
The opposition team are hacking the Elm Forest players down, including Darvish.
Wasn't nice, was it? Say sorry.
Sorry.
Good boy. Now, deep breath. Let out the anger.
Oh. Jaspreet and Lisa look on with dismay as another goal is scored against Elm Forest and the opposition players celebrate. Then, yet another goal is scored after a strong run up the pitch. A player barges Darvish over.
It's my
massacre. You're the captain. Do something.
You're right.
You boys are bringing shame on us all.
We need Dennis. He's our best player.
I will not have that cross-dressing miscreant representing my school.
But we need him.
Get back out there and play, Gareth Small.
Without reinforcements, defeat was imminent.
Hey! And that's the game. Well done, gang.
It's half time.
Sorry, my mistake. Interval. Score is 4-0.
The troops were on the verge of surrender when at the last minute a message arrived from the High Command.
Dennis gets a text from Lisa saying, "I've got a plan." After half-time, the opposition players run back onto the pitch and start limbering up as they wait for Elm Forest. But there's no sign of them. The referee looks at his watch.
Gonna miss the bake-off at this rate.
The tunnel leading to the pitch is empty. The double doors to the changing rooms are closed. Then they swing open and Darvesh emerges wearing a polka dot dress together with Gareth in a gold lame number. They're followed by the other team members, all of them wearing dresses too. Jaspreet looks gobsmacked. Mr. Hawthorne's in a state of shock as he watches them. The last player to emerge is Dennis in a floaty pink bridesmaid's dress.
Dennis! Come on, Dennis!
Lisa runs out after him.
Go get him, girl!
Small! Get over here! I've got to break free. What on earth do you think you're doing, boy?
Sir? Expel Dennis for wearing a dress. You can't expel us all.
Mr. Hawthorne's lost for words as he jogs back onto the pitch. Then, in slow motion, Dennis is dribbling the ball expertly past the opposition players. After passing them one by one, he shoots and scores. The supporters and players celebrate. On the touchline, Mr. Dennis looks up from his phone.
So wearing dresses?
Jaspreet picks up her two plastic boxes of snacks and hands them to Mr. Hawthorne.
Look out for these!
She dashes off, leaving them with him. Back on the pitch, Dennis defeats more players, then passes the ball to Darvesh. Darvesh kicks the ball through a player's legs, retrieves it again, then passes it across the pitch to Gareth. Gareth does some skillful moves himself, then blasts the ball into the back of the net. The pupils watching on the touchline celebrate. Jaspreet's now hammering on Dennis's front door.
Jaspreet. I've been thinking about what you said.
You have to come with me.
What now?
Yes, now. Something wonderful's happened. Come on, John!
John hurries out after them. Then the three of them arrive on the touchline.
Oh, here we go again.
Peter, just look at your beautiful son. Look at what he can do.
One of the opposition crouches in front of Dennis to block his path, but he rolls over the player and Darvesh flicks the ball to him. I can't get used to living without, living without. Dennis scores and Peter's jubilant.
Four.
Oh, the drama.
In slow motion, Dennis is back on the pitch, dodging past players with expert dummy moves and dribbles, as if the ball stuck to his feet. An opposition player barges Dennis to the ground. As he comes to, Kate Moss seems to be standing over him.
Come on, Dennis.
Come on, you can do it.
Come on, Dennis.
Hey.
Dad, you came.
Go get him, sir.
A penalty.
Yes! Good luck, Gareth.
It's yours, mate. If you're up to it.
Holding the ball, Dennis turns to face the goal and walks up to the penalty spot. Peter puts an arm around John's shoulders as they both watch nervously. Dennis places the ball on the penalty spot and walks back a few paces. He pauses, closing his eyes in concentration and clenching his fist. Then he opens them, runs up to the ball, and blasts it into the back of the net. Everyone celebrates, and the ref blows his whistle.
Oh my word, it's Elm Forest!
The Elm Forest players curtsy as the crowd go wild. Mr. Norris looks bewildered.
Did we win? We won! Yes! Yes! I knew it! I knew you could do it! Yeah!
Gary Lineker's watching.
Somebody should sign that lad.
Coach standing next to him nods. Peter lifts Dennis in his arms.
This is my son. This is my boy.
That's my brother. That is.
And I love him more than I can ever say. How did you get to be so good, son? How did you get so bloody good?
The ref's welling up.
Not you, boy. You're not an Elm Forest pupil.
But I thought...
Oh, you thought wrong. Now get off the pitch this instant. Hey. You wouldn't have that cap if it wasn't for my Dennis. Your son came to school wearing a dress. He is an appalling specimen. I couldn't be prouder of him.
We all are. Come on, love. Let's go home.
Mr. Hawthorne's left holding the cup as Dennis, Peter, Devesh, Jaspreet, John and Lisa walk off. The pupils just stare at Mr. Hawthorne. Lisa and Dennis are walking along the street towards Raj's shop.
Found a new school yet?
Not yet. I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too. Come on, the new Vogue's out today. I'll buy you one as a present.
Aha, my favourite customers. A very Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas, Raj.
Dennis, I'm so sorry to hear about your expulsion.
Thanks.
What is so wrong with wearing a dress, huh? I often like to dress entirely in red lycra and pretend I am on Strictly. It's no biggie. Now, if only there was a way to reason with your headmaster.
I've tried everything.
You could talk to his sister.
His sister?
Yes. She comes here first thing every Sunday morning to buy her newspaper. You could ask her to speak to him.
Well, I guess it's worth a try.
Now, would you like to buy some of my special ice cream soup?
What's ice cream soup?
Something I invented while waiting for the freezer repairman to come. It also has oven chips and fish fingers in it.
Early morning. Dennis looks at his watch. It's 6:28 and he and Lisa are sat outside Raj's shop. They watch Raj emerge from the shop door and pick up a pile of newspapers outside.
This is silly. Who needs to go to the shops this early?
A lady cyclist approaches.
I think that's her.
She could be a sister. She's very tall.
And she's got enormous feet.
You don't think... Mr. Hawthorne!
Do you mean my brother? He's at home dining on toast and eggs this fine morning.
It is you.
Children, my name is Harriet Hawthorne. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
We know it's you.
All right. I'm Mr. Hawthorne. What of it?
Well, you're in a dress.
How dare you? This is a blouse and skirt ensemble.
All right, a blouse and skirt.
Listen, being a headmaster is an extremely stressful job. If I want to relax in my time off wearing clothes I find comfortable, well, that's my business.
I was comfortable in a dress until you expelled me.
Yes, but you were breaking a school rule. It's completely different.
Oh, yeah. I bet all the kids at school will see it the same way. When we tell them.
You trying to blackmail me?
No.
Yes.
Sorry. Yes.
What do you want?
Pupils arriving for school walking through the gates. Miss Price stands beside the uniform checkpoint sign. Dennis and Lisa walk up. Lisa's wearing a blazer made of school ties.
Dennis Sims, what do you think you're doing here? Look at this. It's a monstrosity.
It's still school uniform. I just gave it a little re-edit.
In all my years, I have never seen anything quite...
So, very creative. Please.
Miss Price looks at him, aghast.
What? That's a very pretty frock you're wearing today, Miss Price.
Oh. Thank you. It's, just from the shop on the high street.
Do they... stock it for the larger lady.
Inside school, Dennis runs into Darvesh.
You're back?
Yeah.
What about Hawthorne?
He came round to my way of thinking. I'll see you later.
All right. Good luck.
Miss.
Hope you're back.
I'm sorry I said you had a bad French accent. You've actually got the best French accent out there. And that includes all the ones of France.
Oh, do you really think so? Merci beaucoup, Denis. I must say, you pulled off that dress rather well. Très à la mode.
Thanks, miss.
I've written a play for the spring term. There's a perfect part for you in it. It's called Joan of Arc. Can you guess who I want you to play?
Joan?
Correctimo! Yes! You see, she was a girl that wore boys' clothes, so you would be a boy dressed as a girl, dressed as a boy. That would really make people think, wouldn't it?
I suppose...
Très bien. It's all in French, by the way.
At night, at Dennis's, the Christmas tree's up, as are lots of cards and decorations. Peter's wearing a Christmas jumper and putting out some nibbles for a party, helped by John. He approaches Dennis and hands him the screwed-up photo of his mum.
This is yours. I'm sorry. I miss her too.
John, you're not going to eat all that, yeah?
Why not?
Well, because we've got guests coming for our little Christmas party.
Who?
Just some friends and a lady friend.
Jaspreet and Darvesh are at the door.
Happy Christmas!
And happy Christmas to you too.
Aren't you going to ask us in then?
Oh, of course. Come in. Come on. There you go. Through that.
Right. Peter, you bad boy.
Hey.
She kisses him under the mistletoe.
Yeah, don't start
Peter,
that.
Okay. I'm starving. You got any meat?
Put that down.
There's a gentle flurry of snow outside Dennis's house. The front door opens and he steps outside, passing the Christmas decorations in the front garden.
I'm Dennis. I live in an ordinary house, in an ordinary street, in an ordinary town. I feel different. But then, doesn't everyone?
Merry Christmas!
Mr. Hawthorne cycles past, dressed as his sister. Dennis gives him a wave and heads back indoors. Flying away from the house, which becomes a cartoon drawing again, complete with Peter's lorry parked in the front drive.